going through, so she really just, you know, let her know I love you. Sometimes, like, I know we come into church, our sister Gerda, she have to have a hug. But she know it's deeper than that. It's our care. And it's something about our care that can't be beat. Amen. I want you to turn to Matthew. Are we going to go to Matthew 13? And I want you to pray for me. And pray for the Lord that he will give us what he wants us to have this morning. In fact, I'm praying that when sister comes, she'll give us too. Sister Harvey will be here in the next month. The first of the, you know, the month. I just love that woman. She that woman is really anointed. I just really, she blesses God's people. And another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man which sowed good seed in his field. I don't want to read that. Let me read something else. No, I don't want to go there. Maybe I do. Okay, thank you, Jesus. Okay, but while men slept, thank you, Father, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. So the servant of the householder came and said unto him, sir, didst thou not sow good seed in thy field? So where did these come from otherwise? He said unto them, an enemy has done this. The servant said unto him, without then that we go and gather them up? But he said, no, lest while ye gather up the tares, ye root up also the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. And in the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, gather you together first the tares and bind them in bundles to burn them and gather the wheat into my barn. You know, that came to me this morning, but some came to me last week about the three little pigs. And all these things be coming to me now, and I can hardly separate them, hardly ever. And then the Lord brought to me by being a vessel. And so this morning I was just so happy that, hallelujah, like I said, I've been preached before I got here. But the wheat and the tare, hallelujah, I know a lot about farming. Praise God, I wish I could have had the time to really get into this. But I'm gonna just let the Holy Spirit give you what he's giving me now. He was saying about the wheat and tares. Okay, we know that wheat is good. We know that wheat is used for bread. Wheat is used for different things. They got a wheat grass, and the wheat is used, very used. But tares are nothing. It's just refuse that grows among the wheat. And the Lord impressed upon me. Praise God. He said, you know, it ain't no need of people ripping and running, trying to find a church full of wheat, because it ain't there. No. Hallelujah. Ain't no need of you thinking that your life is going to be just all wheat. It's not there. Amen. You are going to have troubles and trials, thorns and thistles and everything else. And he showed me, and I seen this wheat growing. Praise the Lord. And the wheat was not aware, hallelujah, that the tare was there. But the wheat could feel the evidence of what the tare was doing. But you know, the Bible tells us about wheat, and we don't get in that part right now. But wheat, praise the Lord. I believe the wheat be saying, praise the Lord, I'm standing here, praise the Lord, and I'm going to be greatly used. But what I'm looking for is the barn. Right. Y'all don't catch that. Soon I'm going to be put in my master's barn. Soon. So I'm going to stand the rain and the whatever come. To, but let me tell you something now. He can't get in there until it mature. When the farmer goes out to, when I don't know that much about wheat, but Lord teaching me about the wheat now. But I know you cannot harvest that stuff until it get ready. Amen. So I'm hearing the wheat say, you see, hallelujah, I'm going to go through this, you know, the tare may be cutting up, but I'm going to go through because I got a barn to go to. And I'm telling you, ain't nobody going to gather me up like they're going to do the tares. They're going to be snatching them up, putting them in bundles, putting them in the fire. But you see, I'm here because I got a place to go. And I can be used, hallelujah, in many places, hallelujah, among my fellow men. Praise God. What are you this morning? What are you? A wheat or a tare? But let me tell you something else. Listen. Don't pay any attention about people who say, I tell you, let's get up and let's go somewhere so we can all weep be together. I've seen this in my life. And you know, how Jesus said, people will come and say, y'all stay with me now. People will say, Jesus is over there. He's over there. Praise God. But I'm going to tell you, you might as well sit down and go through with your wheat and your tare right here. You might as well go through with your tare in your home. You might as well, because you're not going to ever be somewhere where all wheat is growing. And so I've seen men of God, precious men, precious women of God, and say, let's get up and let's go, hallelujah, to such and such in California, and let's get us a little commune going, praise God, and all you wheat, let's go there, praise God. But what they don't know is they took tare with them. So they got the same problems. Can't nobody separate but God. Hallelujah. If you can't get along with your brothers in the church now, and then you trying to find somewhere, y'all better come on here. And you know, somewhere, no. You're going to have, wherever you go, you're going to have some troubles. So Jesus said, let the wheat and the tare grow together. He said, because see, if you get up there trying to separate them, you're going to mistakenly pull up the wheat too. Amen. Hallelujah. And so I'm, you know, this has really helped me. This message helped me so this morning. I say, God, you help me to know, praise the Lord. Now, what it is, children of God, you got to know who you are and what you are. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. If you stand there for as wheat, God going to take care of you. God is going to mature you to the size that you need to be. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But then the Lord Jesus says something else. He says, except the wheat fall to the ground, it abides alone. Now, that's another message. But we're going to talk about the wheat standing. The wheat standing this morning. I encourage you. I encourage you, hallelujah, to begin to get a relationship with your God for yourself. Because if you don't, praise the Lord, you're going to fall out of the field. Because when this is wonderful. And the Lord has pressed upon me. He said, and it's the angels that gather it. Praise the Lord. You know, they both gather both, but you know, they're not as tender, hallelujah, with the tares they with the wheat. They probably get in there mad. You just been going through giving these saints all this hard time, hallelujah, and in your home, and you can't get along, and blah, blah, this and that. And he just snatching that tare up. I can just see him down there, that angel going through, snatching that tare up, just snatching it up. But the wheat, he said, you stood here. Yeah. You stood here. Come. Wait over there. Gather that. Be careful now. Be gathered there. Gather it up and not see him going to the barn. Put it in his father's barn to keep it. But he got another journey. Because he's going to be used. He's not going to just stay up in that barn and get, you know, wet. And no. He's going to be used. Yes. Hallelujah, Jesus. God's going to use you. Yes. Praise the Lord. Now, so I see us as Christians, dear brother. I see it, and all through my life, I've noticed things. Especially now when the Lord impressed upon me about that. Hallelujah, Jesus. I see things. Amen. I say, Lord, you know, praise the Lord. We might as well stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. We might as well stand still and learn God. I might as well learn how to get along with his brother and this sister and that sister. Praise God. No, they don't look like me. They don't dress like me. They don't think of like me. And some things they might not believe like me, but they say that they love Jesus, and that is the thing. Hallelujah. And so they're wheat in the field, and I need to learn how to, you know, get along with these folk. Churches can't hardly because they can't get along. Homes can't hardly because they can't get along. I never seen where two people can't get along. That always amazed me. Two folks, I just can't never done that. Praise God. The Lord is encouraging us today, hallelujah, to get a relationship. That's all I ever hear of God, is to get a relationship. Praise God. But then I thought about the three little pigs. Hope I don't get off too far here. And I say, Lord, you know, praise God, that's always three. I said, three, huh? But he said, you know, praise God, people get ready to build houses. Now, let's build some houses. Now, we in the field, let's build a house. That we can correlate that together. Praise God. And so when the mother sent them out, praise God, like the Lord has put us. But when he saved us, he said, now, hallelujah, you serve me. You go out there and you serve me. But now it's what you're building on. Come on now. It's what you're building on that's going to be how you're going to make it out here. Praise God. So here come the one little pig. Y'all know about it. He built his, and I had to go back and listen to that. I had forgot that story, girl. It's been so long. And so I had to go pull it up on the net. I'll tell you, Google something else. And so the little pig went out, and what he built his house up on the straw, built his house with straw. Now, you know, straw is just refuge. Praise God, that old dried up stuff. That's refuge from the good stuff. You know, you can get straw out of a whole lot of different things. Praise God. Hallelujah. But he built his house with straw. And when the wolf came and the wolf jumped, honey, the wolf is coming. You need to worry about the wolf. He'll be there. He'll be there. But the Bible say, not the Bible, Lord. That's not the Bible. Forgive me. I'm so used to saying the Bible say. Praise God. But I was reading. Amen. But when the wolf came, he huffed and puffed, y'all know the story, and blew the house down and ate up the pig. You can't expect, hallelujah, to be a Christian when you come and go build your house with straw. Get out now. Don't build your house with straw. You got to build your house with something that's going to stand. Because when the wolf come, and that Jesus made another parable about that. You know, when he said about the seed and stuff. You know, hallelujah. And how some fell on good ground and some fell on the other ground. Praise God. Hallelujah. And then the other pig, what he built is out of sticks. Now, sticks is just some dried off thing that fell from a tree that was green once and, you know, just as refuge. All this stuff people is building with, beloved, is refuge. You can't build with refuge. Amen. Oh, beloved, I tell you, don't build with refuge. You know, don't say, hallelujah, this part of the word I don't want and this over here. Because what's over here is the brick that you need. Oh, the word is the brick that you need to build. And now when the wolf come and blow, he blow all he want to. I'm not going to say you don't feel nothing. I'm not going to say that. But I'm saying he ain't going to blow your house down. You're going to be standing because the Lord said you're planted. I read a scripture, hallelujah, I read a scripture in Psalms 91. He said he plants us in the house of the Lord. And when you plant something, you got roots in it. God has plant you. He ain't just throwed you out there. You're planted in the house of the Lord. You're planted. You're not just throwed out there. Amen. When you come to Jesus, he does a wonderful job. Yes, he does. Hallelujah. So it depends on you know how you grow, how you read what he tell you to study and read and, you know, and love him and spend some time with him. That depends on us. Praise the Lord. But our foundation got to be a brick. It's got to be a stone that rolled out the mountain. It's got to be a stone because the foundation of a building is what holds the building up. And I've seen so many foundations. I've seen so many people building with so much stuff and they're gone. They're not here no more. They're not here. I've been with Christians that I started off with. They was on fire. I mean, I used to say, oh, I wish I could preach like that. I wish I could do this like that. But they ain't there no more. They build with the wrong materials. They build with the wrong materials. But here the little piggy went, he built his house out of brick. That same wolf come. He don't care he don't care what kind of Christian. He don't care if you is got a brick house. He gonna still try you. He don't care. Because he feel like he blow enough, he'll blow you down too. You know, if he huff and puff enough, he gonna blow you down too. And so when the little piggy, I seen the little piggy up there in his brick house. And the wolf come to say, I want to come in and, you know, come in. That's another thing. Flee temptations. Y'all know when the wolf is there. You know, if you're going to let him in, I'm just going to talk. You let him in and talk, then you'll be walking. It's best to just let the wolf alone. Tell the wolf, no, you ain't coming in here. You know, you got to make your mind up, hallelujah, where you going. And so when the piggy said no, so he huffed and puffed and huffed and puffed, talked and talked and talked, couldn't get him that way. It took him, you know, then he went to there's some apples. He tried to get him out, but when he told him, say, meet me down there at 5:00, the pig was there at 4:00 and got the apples and came back. It was cute. Came back home, and then he went to, and I was wondering about the progression that this little pig made. But soon, hallelujah, he got the devil so mad, he got the wolf so mad, praise the Lord. And when he went to the Pharaoh, he couldn't get the little piggy. He said, I'm going up on the roof and come down. And he got in the chimney to come down the chimney. And what he didn't know that the pig had put a pot of water down there. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, the devil can't get you. Well, it's the devil. The devil can't do nothing with you. God will give you some way to whoop that devil. Because he said, resist the devil, he'll flee from you. We're in a time, beloved, that we need to pray one for another. Hallelujah. I see people that's really been bothering me. This bothers me. I see people who have great ministries and great calls, and they get up in high positions. Then they start to intermingling and not telling the truth. I heard this preacher. I love this man. I listened to him. I ain't gonna say his name. I listened to him. But he went to this pastor's church and this pastor I know need God. Beloved, let me tell you something. Y'all listen good. Jesus preached the truth. Jesus did not preach about healing all the time. He did not heal all the time. Jesus talked to the adulterers. Jesus talked to everybody that needed talking to. He did. And if any minister stand with the gospel and don't hit some of that sometime, I'm scared of him. I'm scared of anybody that preach, that I call that a motivational speaker. But Jesus said, teach them to observe all things. You ought to leave out of here mad sometime if you're a baby Christian. You know what I mean? It should not be, you know, when I raised my children, I didn't just, yeah, baby, you can do this. You can do that. No, you can't do everything. I got boundaries and you're not going over them. And if you get grown and you got to go over there, the door go in and out. Amen. You got to have boundaries in your life. I said, you got to have boundaries in your life. Praise the Lord. And I'm going to tell you, I've seen people do this. I've seen people when I was a young Christian, people that was on fire for God. And then as soon as they get up, I don't know if the money, the pressure, I don't know what it is. But I'm going to tell you something. It's not good to intermingle with everything. Praise the Lord. You know, and I noticed that too. It's hard for them to put away somebody that's supposed to be used by God. But he said something. He said, this man preaches the love of God. I said, that man don't preach no love of God. That man ain't never, I said, all this 20, 40,000 people he got up there, ain't no adulterers. Ain't nobody living together. I'm not saying you get up and you die. Don't get me wrong. But if you love somebody, you're going to tell them the truth. You're not going to have people up there going to hell and you ain't telling them, you know, hey, hell is over there. You know, hell, you know, if you got people feeling good about their sin, then something is wrong. I said, because we ain't supposed to feel good about our sins. We're not supposed to feel good about our sins, sister. Something should be to stir us up. Something should be hallelujah. And I told God, I said, God, give us back convictions. I said, we don't have no conviction. Oh my God, we ain't got conviction. We need conviction to know this is wrong. This is going to send me away from God. This is going to stop me. This is going to stop my growth. Praise God. But people just do. And because God don't come knock you in the head and knock you down and kill you off, you think it's okay. But it's not okay. Sin is never okay. I say it's never okay. And this stuff of love, people don't know what love is. Love don't, you know, just because she my sister, my brother, praise the Lord, and she doing this and that, and we love her so we don't want to offend. You know, the Bible say about a friend, hallelujah. You know, what is that scripture? I can't think of it right now. He say, for a friend, a person is a friend to you when he tell you the truth. That's what it's boiled down to. That's right. Faithful out of rooms of the friend. My God and my Savior. If you can't tell somebody that they're wrong and you send them on their way to hell. Listen, there's no back doors and no way he gonna put you and ain't no purgatory. Watch out now. Is it, brother? Ain't no purgatory. No, you either going to heaven or hell. Ain't no in between. And we need to fight. If we come here on Sunday morning to hear the word of God, we need to be trying to do better. You know, and work on what we, you know, I pray to God, God give us some, stir us up, send preachers in here to tan our hide. I don't like people petting on me all the time. I don't even want to hear you petting on me all the time. You know, Sister Davis is up. You ain't sending me to hell. No, I want the truth. Because the truth going to make me free. You know, I brother's about to tell me something that, you know, if they see something in me, tell me. Don't sit around here and say, well, you know, I love Sister Davis. She did. You don't love me. If you see me in sin and you ain't telling me something, you ain't loving me. You hear what I'm saying? In the same way with me. If I see this church going the wrong way and I don't get up and say something, I don't love you. And let me get up in that pulpit and say, you know, I really love you all. I really love you. And then you leave out of here right back into your sin. And have no conviction of it. It's terrible. We're in the last day. We're in the last day. Praise the Lord. I want to read over here. I want to go to 2 Timothy 2. I'm going to keep you long. Whew, I tell you. We better be sure now what we're building on. Building with straw or sticks or bricks. Everything else is going to be torn down. I want to go to 2 Timothy, the 2nd chapter 2 and 20. 2 Timothy 2 and 20. But Paul was talking to Timothy, telling him to stay strong. So he told him, but in a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. In this house, in this one house now. If this is one house, this ain't two or three houses, this is in one house. He said, if a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified, and meet for the master's use, and prepared, listen, unto every good work. We want to work for God, we want to do, then we must purge ourselves. He said, purge yourself from all these other vessels. Vessels is us. We are the vessels of the Lord in this church. Praise the Lord. And some of us are gold, silver, and some of us, well, wood and stone or whatever. We all different. Everybody here ain't golden. That's just what, that's the way it goes. Hallelujah. So don't expect for everybody to be golden. Let us receive each other as we are. Praise the Lord. Let us receive each other where we are. And he's trying to bring people up to where you think you are. Hallelujah. I think we'll grow as we love one. I'm talking about show enough now. I'm talking about show enough. As they say, show enough. I told somebody asked me how somebody felt. I said, the old folks said, well, we just middling. Y'all didn't catch that. Y'all ain't no say that. We just middling. That's kind of in between feeling bad and and they said, what? I said, yeah, that's what the old people say. We're middling. Praise the Lord. So we need to love each other with a pure heart. Yes. I mean, sure enough.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And I do believe I feel this in this church. I do. I feel a true love of God. People that come in here feel it because love has a feeling. I said, love has a feel. It carries an aura. You know, when people really love, it carries something. Praise God. You know, love is strong as death. I mean, love is something else. I'm telling you. Praise. I said, love is something else. Love took Jesus to the cross. Love hung him up there. Love kept him up there. Love put him in the garden. Love kept him up on a, took him up on a mountain to pray. Love done this. Love let him listen to what people said about it. You get all mad. Boy, somebody say something about somebody, they get mad. Yeah, she said so and so. We got to hang that up. The Lord spoke to my heart. He said, they talked about me, talked about my mother. Don't talk about my mama now. Where I come from, it's down in the slums. Now, you want to fight? Don't just talk about my mama. Talk about my mama and you getting ready to have a drag out, knock out, beat down to say something about my mama. But they talked about his mother. They talked about a caller, a fornicator. Yes, they did. But he, you know, he knew what his mother was. She knew what she was. Come on here now. You know what you are. Somebody out talking about you. Somebody talking about somebody. And you all messed up because somebody done said something about you. Amen. Somebody on your job done said something about you. Or somebody in your neighborhood said something about you. And you all, you know, and this is a small crowd, but I'm going to tell you something. I've preached to people. It's two or three people. And the Lord gave me something for two or three people. He gave me, and I said, I told the Lord, Lord, them people ain't guilty of that. And the lady come to me after service and say, thank you. Thank you. And come to find out she was so messed up, the Holy Spirit just put her and her husband was messed up. He put them back together. I mean, he did a wonderful thing. Because when you follow the Lord, so that person, y'all mad about something, about something done said to her. Hey, hey. And you walking around here, praise the Lord, losing your sleep, losing how you feel, losing your religion. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, praise the Lord, but I'm telling you, nobody can move you. It's because Jesus talked about it. Watch it. They talked about Jesus. I said, they talked. So whoever you are, ain't Lord ain't got that full with me yet. Be encouraged. And know that whatever you go through, Jesus went through it first. Amen. We're not going to ever, praise God, be more than he is. Hallelujah. He went through a whole lot. I'm telling you, he did. And walked with the devil for 3 years. The Bible says, I've chosen 12, and one of you a devil, and I know who you are. And he walked with that man, and that man walked with him for all these years. And he was a devil. You know, you can learn a lot for just, you know what I'm saying? He knew he was a devil. Because he said it. Yeah. And he said, all of y'all are clean except one. He knew. You say, well, he was God. The Bible says he emptied himself of some things from heaven. The glory of God that he had. He said, glorify me, Lord, with what I had when I was with you. Jesus didn't come down here. He was deity. He have to give you that now. But he emptied himself. Because he was tempted, and God cannot be tempted. But that man in him was tempted. And so don't think that he did something you can't do. You know, sister, I may can't help fast 40 days, but you know what I'm saying? But I know I can live what he said because he was a man. Yeah. That's what y'all got to believe. Once we believe, hallelujah, that is a mystery. That Christ is in us, living through us. Wow. That's the hope. That's the mystery. The people just look at yourself and you see all this. Praise God, because we ain't done what he done. You know, we don't near pray like he prayed. Come on. He was always in prayer. So much so they asked. That's why they asked the Lord, teach us how to pray. Because he was always praying. Amen. His life was totally, totally under God's authority. Totally under God's authority. And sometimes we think he lives so high we can never reach him. But that ain't what he came for. Now, he didn't say that. He didn't. He said a servant can be as his Lord. Come on now, the scripture. He said a servant can be as his Lord in this life. Not more than his Lord, but he can be as his Lord. And I believe the apostles believe that. I believe they believe that. Amen. Amen. So let us strive now, children of God. Let us strive to please the Lord. I said let us strive to please the Lord. Amen. Because he's coming. Jesus is coming. It might be sometime we be in this church. He might come and you know what I'm saying? You just never know. You don't never know. I said, you don't never know. Nobody knows. You think, well, I'll probably be gone. And you probably won't either. You may. But you never know. Amen. Where you stand? What are you building on? What are you building on? What are you building on? The foundation that we build on must be what God said. For no foundation that is laid that is laid, that's not Jesus Christ. It has to be. And we don't ever listen to him. Don't ever get ashamed of his name or of him. You're going to meet people that's got all kind of thoughts on your job and how they're thinking. But you can't change what you believe. To suit them. To make them feel good. I don't want to offend. If it offends, it just offends. I mean, you're not trying to offend nobody. You're not trying to, but the truth does offend sometimes. It does offend. But children of God, it's a trick of the devil. Don't let, hallelujah, this generation take you where you can't tell the truth. Don't do it. I've seen it. I've been seeing it done all this week. I see people, praise God, that know the truth, praise God, and will do just not to offend. Watch out. I don't know. I just believe that this is God. I do. And he's talking to me and everybody in here. Don't let nobody take you to the place of offense where you offend God more than the person. It's, you know, when you're working on these jobs especially, you got people of every persuasion. But if you come across somebody that you know is not keeping the word of God and keep telling you about this, you know, like me, I told you, me and my husband, I do, and he do too. We like to watch people do houses. I don't know. I just think it's one. If you go in there and take that raggedy house, and I just watch and say, wow, man. So, Lord, you got to help me with this because I really like seeing people do them houses. It's something in me that I just really like to do, see people do the houses. Amen. But don't. In these houses, we had to cut it off sometime. You know, we see two men go and get a house. Oh, no, cut it off. I want to see the house, but that's okay. Don't worry about it. People are in the place they're in. They're not even conscious of it. That frightens me. That frightens me. Maybe you thought it was okay when the brother got up and say that he was of different persuasion. It frightened me. It scared me. I said, Lord, what is wrong with us? I'm not saying, you know, things has always been. If they had not been, it wouldn't be in the Bible. There ain't nothing man doing new. It's always been here. The only thing about it is they had some convictions and some shame. They didn't go and say things they can say now. They were ashamed of it. You hear what I'm saying? You know, if you had someone of different persuasion about who they think they are, you know, and they living like them, you know, people be getting among themselves talk, say, you know, he's a so-and-so, you know, he's, you know, and you talk among yourselves. But it wasn't all fun at all where he get up there and say, yeah, I'm a so-and-so, I'm gay, I'm so-and-so. Because they had some kind of something in them. That's what scares me. It scares me. You know, is this going to happen to us? What is some kind of disease going around in there? Is it the water? You know what I'm saying? When you ain't got convictions, that frightens me. I say, Lord, you let sin be sin to me. And whoop me if I mean tear me up. I'd rather be tore up. I'd rather be tore up now than to miss God. We done come too far. We have come too far. We've been in too many, oh my God, too many trials, too many tests to miss now. I said we've come too far. Don't bend, don't bow. Be like the boys, hallelujah, and don't bow to the devil. Because he's going to want you to bow. That's what he's trying to do now to get us to go long. Why do you think these people come? They want us to go long with them. But it's sin, I don't care who do it. I don't care if my daughter do it. And may God help me to never go along with a sin. Don't let me go along with sin, Lord. Don't let me go just because they're my brother, my sister, my cousin. I don't care who they are. If they're offending God, then they offend me. And believe me, I don't know about your family, but we got people in our family that are. We got people, yeah. I got a cousin that's living now, lived like that all her life. She went to church and something happened to her. I guess she got saved. I hope so. Cynthia, I hope so. I hope so. But may the love of God help us. Because I think when you tell people the truth, it helps them. You know, if you really say you love people, if I really say I love, and God, you know, God is trying to bring us to heaven. God ain't sent up there counting people to step into hell. I don't believe that. I believe the reason we have lived so long in America has lasted so long is because God don't want to have to do what he know he got to do if he come right now. He know what he got to do. But one day, something going to happen up in there in his heart. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But I love him for that. But still in all, hallelujah, he want us to change. And you know, he's looking for us to do some stuff. He waiting on you to do it. Me to do it. But you got to have compassion. So we need to start a prayer for compassion for souls. Lord, you give us compassion. That I can talk to my cousin. Or talk to my... Because listen good. You know, unless you got God's compassion, you will go in and offend. Now, you know, the truth offends people anyway. But if you're concerned about their soul, and it comes across of your concern, they're more so going to take it than you telling them, because they already know it anyway. Most people know they're wrong. But brother, do you not know it's kids that these young women who don't know they're wrong? I'm telling you. I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to let you sit down. Listen, I'll never forget last summer, this child was chasing her dog, and I got a beautiful Amaris, Amaryllis, or whatever you call that plant, that runs up in my yard. It's gorgeous. And she was commenting on how pretty it was. And that's how I got a chance. I went over to the side of the fence. I was talking to her. And we was talking, so she said, oh, and so. She said, well, you know, I just moved down here, me and my boyfriend. Now listen, I'm a grown woman with a hoary head. If she had any kind of anything that she knew about good, she wouldn't have never said that to me. Never. She'd been ashamed. You know, she'd have been ashamed. She wouldn't be talking about she living down there with a boyfriend and ain't married. Come on now. You see where we are? Watch out. You know, watch how you feeling. Oh, let me tell you about it. Jesus. Watch how you feel about it. Watch how you feel about sin. Watch now, children. Watch good. Watch, open your eyes, children. Ask God to help you. Watch how you, I'm asking God, Lord, you help me. Because if I'm not convicted about sin, if I don't feel, then I'm scared about this, Lord. Hallelujah. You stir me up. Let me feel something. Amen. You know what I'm saying? You know, it doesn't matter who do. Sin will take you to hell. Sin, it will destroy you. It will take you away. It will destroy your soul. Right here, it will destroy you. So if you don't feel nothing about you, go, well, you know, they people. Yeah, they people. They God's people. But they living in sin. And sin will destroy us. Come on up. Let's have our little altar prayer. Hallelujah.